Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Torrey might even play it on the air. News 102.3 KRMG.
We begin the fourth period here at Union Tunnel Stadium. 45-14 Redskins lead, but they just roughed the quarterback back his man to try to throw. Has all kinds of time. Firing deep down the right side, and that ball is incomplete. A group of people out there that were actually two receivers in the same place for Edmund North. One of those guys is still down. That guy is Brendan Carter. The other guy that was out there, Deontay Harrison was on the coverage. The other guy that was out there was Jagosh. Don't know who he was throwing to, but it's incomplete either way, and it'll be second and 10 with the ball at the 48-yard line of North.
Well, and that thing was just hanging up in the air. And just, I didn't know if it was ever going to come down. But a great play by the DBs out there and swatted away at the last second. So a good play there, and make them go for a big second and 10.
11:42 to go in this game. 45-14 Redskins lead. Of course, they're already district champions. To the line of scrimmage, two running backs. They're going to hand off. That ball is going to go to Dilks on the left side, but there is a flag down. He got across midfield around the 48 of Union. Up off the bottom of the pile for the Redskins, Josh Frederick and one other guy in there as well. The other one in there was Josh Peoples to a couple of Joshes. They're going to give him about, let's say, three on that one to about the 48 of Union, but let's see what the flag is. So it's an illegal formation, not enough men on the line of scrimmage, and that'll actually take it back now to Edmund North's 43-yard line, and they'll have second down at about 16.
The last time they were deep in their early down marker, they threw that play-action pass for a big touchdown, actually.
Three receivers, two left side, one to the right side. Once again, man in the shotgun, two people with him. Goff is one of them. The other is Russell.
Same play.
They're going to fake that ball to Gosh. Here comes the pressure. Down the middle of the field, that ball is overthrown, and there's really, really lucky Union is. There was not an interference penalty there. Gosh was the guy out there. The guy covering him, Deontay Harrison, grabbed his jersey and got away with it.
He was pulling on his belt or something.
But there was a flag, and it's going to be illegal lineman downfield against Edmund North. Union will refuse that, but they got very lucky. Gosh. Maybe if he doesn't get held, I think he's got a chance to catch that one, Zach.
Yeah, he was out in front of him on the offensive side there and was in an open position. Almost turned him all the way around. So got lucky not to get the pass. But, again, like I said, that play, they went right back to it trying to do it again.
They'll call it third down and 15. Edmund North at their own 42. They need Union's 42. Once again in the shotgun with Zach Russell next to him as man. Straight back his man looking. Here comes the pressure. He's going to have to roll out to his left. He's being chased. Here comes even more pressure. He's going to have to hurry, and he flings it out of bounds. That ball well out of bounds, and Union actually made the play on the ball as it hit out of bounds. Davion Palmer ran up as Jagosh tried to catch it, knocked him down out of bounds, but Jagosh was still trying to get there. Peoples bringing the pressure on the left side. Also, Dawson Prock over there as well, and Michael Walker. It's going to be fourth down, and he'll kick it away.
Well, I'm sure Jagosh at this point, I've been saying all night, he's not been that fast. He did gash us for about 50, but he looks like he's getting a little bit exhausted by running around the field tonight.
Once again, on to kick this thing away is Logan Young. He's going to do about his 10th punt of the night. There's the snap. He's going to put the foot to it. This one's going to be high and fairly short. Braden White will come up and make the catch. Then he fumbled the football. It's on the ground, and Edmund North has it. Second time tonight. Kate Prosick is the guy who fell on it. Second time tonight, Union has turned the football over. The second team offense turned it over back in the second quarter on their first play. And now Braden White, who should have made it just a clear, fair catch there, tried to catch that thing, misjudged it, and he turns it over. It'll be Edmund North's football at Union's 29.
I don't know. Did he wave the hand in the air to catch it fair?
I didn't see him, no.
So I didn't see the hand either. I didn't know if he was just stepping up to catch it or trying to make a play. And there was enough chaos around that ball. You said it right. He probably should stepped up and caught the ball.
10:55 to play in the game. 45-14 Union. But here comes Edmund North trying to make this thing a four-score game. Man in the backfield, Goff to his right, three receivers. Fake took off on the inside. Man's back, has all kinds of time. Now here comes the pressure. He's going to run to his left, and he's going to have to hurry. Flings it downfield, and oh, he throws it out of bounds, and Jagosh had just broken behind Union Stephen Coleman, or David Romero, pardon me, and gotten wide open. But there is also a flag out there. It will be intentional grounding, and I'm not sure I see that one. He was trying to get that ball to Jagosh, who was open. He didn't read him breaking that route off, Josh.
Well, Zach? And he's outside the pocket and chasing, and he's got a receiver right down the field. I don't know how they call intentional grounding on that, but unfortunately, and fortunately for the Redskins, but when Mann threw that ball, if he could have seen Jagosh, he touchdown. Was wide open yeah, running down the sideline.
And I think he just thought he was going to break it off right there. I have no idea how they called that penalty. Now, we're the Union broadcast team, and I like it when the Redskins win, but that was a bad call.
Yeah, it was a really bad call. And even that he was outside the pocket and threw it downfield, I don't know. He didn't just throw it straight out of bounds. I don't know. I'm lost, really.
Well, and so is Edmund North, head coach. I mean, it's already been a frustrating year for Tanner Roof that he is out at about the numbers, and he is having an animated discussion with Chris Bailey, the referee, who's not hearing it. So it's second down and 20 for North now at the 39-yard line of Union. Goff once again the running back. They'll hand off to Goff on the right side. Here he goes, 40, 35-yard line. Goff still on his feet. He goes forward, 30, inside that to the 29. He carried Grant Crooms 5 yards. That's a gain of 10. It'll be second and 10, and that little dude is making it fun.
He's doing a good job out there, and really, like you said, he's got a low center of gravity, and he's just spinning around like a little top and picking up yards.
That's what they used to say about me. That's a kind way of saying you're chubby. He has a low center of gravity.
He's not very tall, but he's short.
Yes, right. He's not very tall, but he's slow. He's not that either. The second and 10 now for North. At the Union 29-yard line. Hand off to Goff again. This time on the left side. Bounces it outside at the 30. Makes one miss. Goes inside the 25 to the 23-yard line. Cloke Goff, who when you look at him, looks like there's no chance he can move. Ryan Harris with the final tackle. But Grant Crooms, he just broke his ankles. He left him out there. At around the 25-yard line, that's another gain of 8. It'll be now third down and about 3. That's after 17 yards on 2 runs.
Well, they've got to feel good about their run game tonight. I said it earlier, the Redskins are really firing up and, not giving up any yards here. And the twos really kind of need to stick together here, 4th and 4.
That's right. It is 4th down because there was loss of down on the grounding. So it'll be 4th and about 3. The ball at the 22-yard line of the Redskins. Fake inside. Throw outside. That ball caught for a first down at the 12-yard line. Brendan Carter. Another good catch by Carter. Dorsey on the tackle. And here comes North. They're chewing up the Redskins right now. It'll be 1st and 10 at Union's 12.
Well, Carter's doing a good job tonight of just catching the ball in traffic. He's a little sophomore. And he's caught a couple short little hook routes on the inside there. And there he does it again. Catches in traffic. He picks up the down.
9 minutes to go in this game. 45-14 Redskins. But here come the North Huskies. 3 receivers to the right. Once again for man. Goff to his left in the shotgun. Man's going to hand to Goff on the right side, and he gets swallowed behind the line of scrimmage. Isaiah McGuire was back in the game, and he would have none of it. That's going to be a loss of about, well, actually, pardon me, it was Damari Beard. Loss of about 4. They'll take him all the way back to around the 17-yard line. It'll be 2nd down now and around 15.
I wondered who was going to throw a spark at that defense, and Damari got up in the backfield, almost took the handoff. I love it when a D-lineman does that, but he came firing out of there.
2nd down and 15 for North. Now about the 17, we're going to call it, yard line of the Redskins. They need the 2 for the first down. Man in the shotgun. Now Goff comes in motion. Fakes to Goff, rolls to his right, fires middle of the field. That ball is incomplete. Once again, going to Carter. Coverage in there by Keith Dorsey. Keith's having kind of a rough night. Carter's making it hard on him, but that's incomplete, and it's going to be 3rd down.
Well, he had 2 places to throw on that one there. There was an inside receiver there that he missed, and one on the outside that was wide open. No one is even covering the big fellow that's really been hurting us all night, number 9, Jake McCoy.
So it's going to be 3rd down and 15 now. For North, trailing 45-21 with 8 minutes to go here in this game. They're at the Union 17-yard line. Man sends Jagosh to the left. Now motion inside. He fakes. Now rolls to his right. All kinds of time. Rolling. Now he's going to run. He's at the 15. He's at the 10. Gets inside the 10. Pushed out of bounds around the 8-yard line. Not a bad run by Mann, and he hasn't really hurt Union a lot tonight with his legs, but there he did a little bit. Grant Crooms got him out of bounds. They'll mark it at the 8. It'll be 4th down and about 6 to go.
Well, that was a tough call there on the right side of the field. He could have thrown the ball if he needed to, but that guy's, you know, he wasn't set to start tonight, but is doing a great job. He's only a sophomore, 6'1", 160 pounds, and I think he's going to make a good quarterback.
Certainly. Ryan Mann has been very good tonight for North. Now at the 8-yard line of Union, 4th down and 6. They need the 2 for the first down. 7:45 to go in the game, 45-14 Redskins. Mann in the shotgun. Goff to his right, 3 receivers. Mann with the snap, straight back, looking. He's going to loft it left side, and that ball is caught at the 3. Can he get to the 2? He might have. Cole Carbs, I think, got inside the 2. That was a fabulous throw, a great route, good catch. Grant Crooms made the tackle, but he goes all the way to the 1 yard line. It's first and goal, North, and that was a good football
play.
That
was a great job there. And I'll tell you, here's another sneaky little route. They call it a hide route where it looks like he's going to run a slant. He pivots on that outside foot and then just goes lateral, and he was wide open.
First and goal for North, or about the 1 yard line. Man's going to hand inside to Goff. He's going to push forward into the end zone for a touchdown. But they haven't marked it yet. Now they have. The line judge, he clearly was in. So with 7 minutes to go here in this game, it's going to be 45-21 in a minute. And while that sounds like a really safe score, Edmund North is not built to score fast. This is not what you expected against an 0-9 team.
No, it's not. And again, you've got twos and threes in the game, and they're playing hard. So it's not like you don't expect them to put some points on the board. You don't want it, but you're still up by 25 points. Here, maybe 20 or, 24 after the extra point. But Goff is excited. He got in the end zone, probably his biggest game of the year.
So the extra point upcoming. They fake the thing, drop it. They're going to run to the right and not get in the end zone. So
bad
it will
snap.
Not happen. Jack Killigan.
No, bad snap. It bounced up over the holder. It was horrible.
Couldn't tell if that was on purpose or if they just snapped it over his head.
But I don't think they're used to getting in the end zone.
It fails either way. 7:09 to play in this game. 45-20 Union. Redskins will get it next on KRMG.
Get the new cashback card from TTCU and get money back each time you shop. Introducing the new cashback card from TTCU Federal Credit Union. Get up to 1.5% cashback on every purchase. Shop, cashback, repeat. With all the stuff you have to buy, that'll really add up. TTCU, life is better in balance. With approved credit, some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
7:09 to play here in the fourth period as Union leads now 45-20 over the Edmund North Huskies. Rick Corey, Zach Jones, Doc Blevins. 9-play, 29-yard drive by North, their longest by far. 3 minutes, 46 seconds. And Goff's 1-yard touchdown run makes it 45-20 after the failed extra point because of the bad snap. And certainly, that's twos. I get that. But after what you did last week, not sure that they're going to be completely pleased with this against an 0-9 team.
No, and they haven't put up any points since the second quarter. So you put up 45 points really fast and then just let your foot off the accelerator.
Gallagher will kick this thing off once again. A.J. Green will make the catch around the 13-yard line. He's at the 20, 25, 30. A.J. to 35 at the 40. One guy to beat. Oh. Cannot do it. He's shoved out of bounds. The guy that shoved him out of bounds has been good all night long. That's Russell Dillickson. They really had a pretty good wall out there, and he had a blocker in front of him, but it was that blocker, Desmond McDaniels, that he couldn't get around. And he skips out of bounds. They're going to mark it right at midfield, and the Redskins take over their first and 10.
Desmond needed to put that plow to the left and just kind of push to the left, then just ran out of real estate. Great, great wall setup. It just ran out of time.
So here come the Redskins once again. Looks like we're going to have a brand new quarterback this time. Looks like Jake Miller is going to come out at the quarterback slot.
The snake.
Jalen Smith will once again be the running back. Miller has the snap. Hands to Jalen left side. Jalen across midfield to the 45, carrying Edmund North Huskies with him. Just continued to carry him. Tackle was in there by Cade Prosick, but not before he gained 7. It'll be second down and about 3.
Well, Jake's just a little sophomore coming in the game. We haven't seen much of him, but this is that time when you start developing the next level in the program.
So it's going to be second down. We're going to call it a gain of 6. It's going to be second down and 4. The ball marked at the 44-yard line now of Edmund North. Miller has the snap, hands once again to Jalen, and he cannot get out of the backfield this time. McCoy jumped in there and made a terrific play. That's a loss of 2, and it'll be third down and 5. 6:21 to go in this game. 45-20 Redskins facing third and 5 at the 45 of the Huskies.
We got a couple new fellas in the game. Hopefully we can get their numbers off making a play. But Vinay Patel, Matthew Coppinger, a couple of the fellows we haven't got to read off here this year yet.
Caleb Ward is out there as well, looks like. No, I'm sorry, that was Shea Dan. Third down and 5 now for the Redskins at the 45 of North. Miller with the snap, rolling to his right, has some time, fires downfield. That ball is caught, going out of bounds. What a brilliant catch by Braden White. White out of bounds at the 29-yard line. He was being trailed there by several players, including Jagosh. That's 16 yards, a terrific throw by White, and a first down for the Redskins. Now at the 29-yard line of Edmund North.
Nice spark in the throw and catch there. That was a great job.
quickly to the line of scrimmage. Three receivers, two left, one right. Miller in the shotgun again. Hands off left side. It goes to Jalen. He goes forward across the 25 to the 24-yard line. Jalen Smith pushes the pile. They're going to give him only the 25 for a gain of four. I think he made more than that. We're going to call it second down and six.
Good job there setting up the blocking there. I don't know if this is Jamar Ward or Jacob Ellington. Probably Jacob Ellington is a senior, right?
Yeah. Yep. A lot of seniors in this game now. 5:20 to play in this game. 45-20 Redskins trying to add to it. Two receivers go left, one right. Again, Jake Miller, the quarterback. Jalen Smith, the running back. Hand off to Jalen. He gets some pressure and bounces across the 25. Not much more. He got to around the 23-yard line. Once again, off the bottom of that pile, Cade Prozek, who's made a lot of tackles tonight at that linebacker spot. We're going to call it third down and a long three. They'll mark it at the 23. Actually, it's going to be third and four. They need the 19.
The big fella, Nathan Davis, wide receiver, senior, coming in the game, making a play.
A lot of different folks out there. So here we go. Third down and about four. The Redskins at about the 23. They need the 19 of North. Miller, hands off. This time it's going to be Dandridge. Has the corner, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Big Xavier Dandridge was not even close to being touched. That's as open a lane as you will ever see. Now it's 51-20 Redskins after that run of 26 yards.
What a beautiful run he did out there to the outside. Looked like he was going to cut it up into the inside of the receiver. A great block on the outside by the receiver. A small hesitation. Man hit the jets, and there was nobody going to touch him.
Yeah, I tell you, he's a big dude, but he can run. 4.5 minutes to go in this game. Now 51-20, and on to add the extra point. Who else? It's Noah Rauschenberg. Bad snap. They're going to toss it. Pardon me. That's Forbes. Toss it to Forbes, and he's going to get tackled back around the 11-yard line. So the two teams on two straight touchdowns have bad snaps and cannot complete the extra point. With 4.5 minutes to go in this game, now 51-20 Redskins. This is Union Football on KRMG.
Quality, reliability, resale value, and safety. That's why for years, smart Oklahomans have been buying Toyotas at Jim Norton Toyota. Hey, do the research, and you'll see that Toyota's low cost of ownership is legendary. Matter of fact, when it comes to resale value, the top three vehicles in 2018, they're all Toyotas. And who sells more Toyotas than any dealer in Oklahoma? Jim Norton Toyota. And we've done it every year for the last 22 years in a row. So come on in to Jim Norton Toyota and see why the 2018 Tacoma and Tundras have the best resale values. Check out the 4Runner. You'll see the same thing. Look, Toyotas are a great investment because they not only have a low price, maintenance cost, fuel cost, and resale value make Toyota the brand with the super low cost of ownership. But don't take my word for it. You do the research. Then visit Jim Norton Toyota, Oklahoma's number one volume Toyota dealer, 9809 South Memorial, where T-Town gets Toyota. According to year-to-date sales 2017, see dealer for details.
This is the home of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
4.5 minutes to go in the final regular season game of the year for the Union Redskins, now leading 51-20 over the Edmond North Huskies after a six-play, 50-yard drive, a very crisp drive by that second-team offense and some third-teamers mixed in there. Took 2.5 minutes to do it, and Dandridge's 23-yard touchdown run gives him an even 100 on the night. Congratulations to Big Xavier Dandridge.
My vote for, you know, if we could put it out loud there, is that senior night, getting that touchdown, driving in the fourth quarter. Mine's for Xavier. Xavier on senior night. That's my vote.
I think I'd vote for every senior tonight. All these guys deserve something. You know, there's guys out there who come to practice every day for 3 years, and they get to basically be blocking bags.
Yeah.
And they try to give you the best look they can on scout teams, which is so incredibly valuable. And they don't get in a lot of games. And they come out here, and they dress, and they work, and they do all this stuff, and they finally have an opportunity. And every senior deserves their moment. So Stephen Forbes will kick this thing off from left to right. The Redskins, and they're all red tonight, except the hat. The old helmet, of course, is silver. The red pants and the red jerseys. Edmond North looking like the Raiders. Silver pants, silver helmets, white jerseys. They have their numbers are actually dark, dark blue, but they look black from up here. Forbes will kick this thing deep. Back there is Jagosh and Dilks. Stephen approaches, puts the foot to it. That's a nice kick. It's going to go to about the 7 yard line. And that's where it's going to be taken by Dilks. He'll be up to the 15 to the 20 to 23 yard line before he's knocked down right there. So it'll be first and 10 for North, now with 4:20 to go in this game. Shane Fields there on that tackle.
I'll tell you what, you know you're light on personnel when your quarterback's in there as the wedge setter on the return team.
Yeah, I noticed that earlier. You know, and he doesn't seem to mind.
He doesn't. No, he's a hard-nosed kid.
This kid, Ryan Mann, is going to be a player. Now, I mean, he came in the worst of situations, got chased around by that first-team defense, took some big shots. I mean, big shots, and he never wavered. He jumped right back up each time and went after it.
Now, he's out now as they, you know, try to put a drive together, but they're going to put in their twos and try to develop their next set of nation players.
Yep, so they're coming in to play quarterback. Here's Bodie Klepper. Klepper is going to be in the shotgun with four receivers, three to his right. Klepper is going to hand off on the right side, and that ball is going nowhere, maybe about a yard. Catch the running back. I didn't see who the new running back in there was. It's number 27. That's the wrong number 27. Here we go. That's going to be Bryce Helton. Elijah Gorey with the tackle. Gain of nothing. It'll be second down and 10.
And Mr. Antonio Adkins getting his hands on the ball there, making a little tackle as well. Good help.
That's actually Tyler Helm at that running back spot. Man now 17 of 39 for 207 yards as he goes to the bench. What a nice night for him. Bodie Klepper brings him back up again. Four receivers, three to his left this time. Klepper in the shotgun has the snap. Going to fake the handoff and throw to the right. That ball is complete. Out on the right side, it goes up to around the 36-yard line. And the catch in there was by Lennon Shading. So that's a gain of about four. It was DeAndre Harrison on the tackle, and it'll be a makeable third down now and three for North at their own 35-yard line, trailing 51-20 with 3:20 to go here in this game. Here comes North. Two receivers go right side, tight end there as well. One receiver comes to the left. Klepper brings him up to the line of scrimmage in the shotgun. Calls the snap. He's going to hand that thing off to the right side, and getting swallowed for a loss is, once again, Helm. Several Redskins jumping on him. Damari Beard, the final guy. That's going to make it fourth and two. They actually gave him a yard, which I think might be generous, to the 46-yard line. So, Zach, we have fourth and two.
Fourth and two, and I think they're probably going to go for it. Just a few minutes, 2:48 left on the clock. Either they're just going to run it down and then punt, but it looks like they're going to put the old cue back in the game and go for it.
Yeah, at 47, you know, you got 2 minutes and 40 seconds left in your season. There's nothing to not go for. So Klepper brings him up once again. He'll have a new running back in there next to him now. This will be Brandon Coleman. Klepper in the shotgun. Snap, hands to Coleman. Oh. He misses and makes one guy miss, but he won't get past the 35-yard line. He lost a yard. Damari Beard on the tackle, and the Redskins will get it back. So on the fourth down turnover, Union will have the football again. It'll be right about the 30-yard line of North, and with 2:20 to go, leading 51-20, the Redskins have one more offensive chance.
One more chance for one last time there for the defensive guys to get their name in the books. Great job by Damari Beard. He's a senior. 5'7", 225. I'd say he's about 250. And the other guy, that little linebacker, I don't know who that is, but the number 35, Ryan Harris, has played a heck of a ball game tonight. Another senior, 5'10", 225.
So the Redskins will once again bring Miller up at the quarterback slot. Jalen Smith will be the running back. Four receivers, two to either side, including a short slot tight end left side. Miller's going to hand straight up the middle to Jalen. Jalen breaks across the 30, still on his feet, but won't get past the 30 or the 26. Dragging him down right there was Russell Dilks. Get down to real quickly to Doc Blevins. Doc?
Hey, I checked with Vinay Patel, the little guy, and he is 5'8", 140 pounds, and he did tell me he was the smallest guy on the team.
You know what? He's a brave young man just being out there. Good. Under 2 minutes to go, 51-20 Redskins. They'll have second and about two now at the 27-yard line of North. Miller in the shotgun again. Once again, it's Jalen to his left, Jalen Smith. The senior wants it as many times as he can get it before this game's over. Whistles blow, flags fly. I think there was movement by Union.
Well, Jack Harris, I mean the right line, right tackle on the line of scrimmage. Got a little herky on that one. A little false start on the offense. Going to move him backwards a little bit.
So it'll take it back to the 32-yard line. It'll make it second down now and just a little bit over seven. We'll just call it second and eight. They'll need the 25. They're just outside the 32. Back to the line of scrimmage comes Union. Two receivers far right, tight end slot right, one receiver left, Miller in the shotgun. Hand off once again to Jalen Smith. Jalen's got a little room across the 30, gets down to once again around the 27, so he got back most of what they lost. And it'll be third down and two with a minute 33 counting to go, leading 51-20.
Well, you're seeing Jake come over to the sideline to get every play, which I used to absolutely hate as a quarterback. You've got to run 25 yards just to call the play. You get in there, you're huffing and puffing, and they're like, you going to be all right? I'm like, yeah, we'll get through this. But I really like hand signals versus running 25 yards to get that
Zach,
thing.
Just get in shape, my friend. Come on. Fourth down and two now, or third down and two, pardon me, for the Redskins at the 27 of Edmund North. Miller in the shotgun. He'll hand to Smith again. Jalen bursts across the 25, and he has the first down. He'll be down to around the 23-yard line, and that will take up a little bit more time off this clock. Up off that pile once again is McCoy, who's made about 100 tackles tonight. Inside a minute to play, 51-20 Redskins, and they're not in a hurry. Once again, running out there to play is Vinjay Patel, the smallest player on this football team. I hope they throw it to him at least once. 49 and counting. First and 10 now at the 24-yard line of North for Union. Patel comes far right, slot to the right, one receiver to the left. Once again in the shotgun is Miller, and he's taking his time watching that play clock. It's down to 7, game clock at 30. He's going to hand inside to Jalen Smith, and Jalen's going to go forward to the 20-yard line, and that should be the last play of this game. I don't think the Redskins will call any timeouts, and that should do it. It'll move it to the 19. It would be second down and 6, but, Zach, I just don't think we're going to snap it again.
I wouldn't think they want to, but are they going to hustle up and try now? They're going to walk it over.
Yep, that's going to do it. So we have 10 on the play clock, and then that will be the ending of the regular season. The Redskins, who had a rough start, will finish 8-2 and undefeated in district, be the district champions. They'll be the number one seed going into the playoffs next week. On this side, likely to play Norman, but there are a couple of other scenarios. We'll cover those once we are to our postgame. So that's it. It's in the books. 51-20, the Redskins win. Postgame next on KRMG.
I'm Amy Arrett, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. It's very meaningful to me when I hear customers talk about how Madison Reed at-home hair color has changed their lives. Here's Vicki, one of our very first customers.
Coloring my own hair is easier than I ever imagined. The best part? I no longer have to sit in a salon and pay over $100 to have this done. Now I color it when it's convenient for me, and it takes less than an hour. People compliment me on how great my color is, and my hair is incredibly soft and healthy looking.
Experience beautiful, multidimensional, ammonia-free, salon-quality color for under $25. Join the hundreds of thousands of women who have tried and loved Madison Reed. Find your perfect shade at madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code TOP. That's code TOP. Try it. Love it. That's the beauty of Madison Reed. I'm Amy Arrett, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. It's very meaningful to me when I hear customers talk about how Madison Reed at-home hair color has changed their lives. Here's Vicki, one of our very first customers.
Coloring my own hair is easier than I ever imagined. The best part? I no longer have to sit in a salon and pay over $100 to have this done. Now I color it when it's convenient for me, and it takes less than an hour. People compliment me on how great my color is, and my hair is incredibly soft and healthy looking.
Experience beautiful, multidimensional, ammonia-free, salon-quality color for under $25. Join the hundreds of thousands of women who have tried and loved Madison Reed. Find your perfect shade at madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code TOP. That's code TOP. Try it. Love it. That's the beauty of Madison Reed.
Get the new cashback card from TTCU and get money back each time you shop. Introducing the new cashback card from TTCU Federal Credit Union. Get up to 1.5% cashback on every purchase. Shop, cashback, repeat. With all the stuff you have to buy, that'll really add up. TTCU. Life is better in balance. With approved credit, some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's your biggest financial goal today? Saving for retirement or the down payment on a house? Or are you just building credit for the first time? Chances are your answer today is different from what it was 10 years ago or will be 10 years from now. At Oklahoma Central Credit Union, we understand that your needs change depending on your stage of life. And whether you're 1 or 100, it's never too early or late to plan for your future. Find out more about the right account for you at oklahomacentral.creditunion or stop in at any of our branches. Federally insured by NCUA.